You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Desi, noun. A person of Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Nepali, or Sri Lankan origin who lives abroad.
American Desi. Well, that's what we hope to discover here. What's up, everybody? Welcome to our first discussion of an interview on American Desis. I'm Akash.
I'm Arjun.
And this is super exciting for us. We wanted to come out of the gate with a strong interview, so we started with Gautam Chopra.
Can I interrupt you for a second, brother? I never get to do this. I mean, we talk about community a lot, and I was thinking about this morning because I got some really exciting news.
Oh, that's right. Yo, Arjun got big news, and he refused to tell me in the pre-show talk that we always have because he wanted to share it with you guys, which I don't really appreciate. It made me feel less important.
No. It's you first, right?
Okay,
it's
whatever, bro. Get to it.
We've talked about a number of times. We talked about a pilot that I shot in November called The Magicians. Yes.
Sci-fi.
You're cutting out a little bit. Are you good?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Keep me posted. We're going to keep this on air, though. We ain't editing this out.
So. Nah, fuck it. The news is that my show officially got picked up this morning.
Yeah!
It will be officially in the trades today by the time this interview drops and by the time most of you listen to it. It will be true. I have the show that I'm going to be in a series regular on a TV show as long as it doesn't get canceled.
Dope. I'm going to be honest. We kind of been known for a minute. I felt like I've been known. I feel like you got a lot of good news before it to be official. I know that feeling. I know that relief. So congrats,
it is.
Man. Congrats. That's crazy.
Thank you, brother.
You get so paid. Damn. You flying out to New York every time we interview somebody. I ain't flying nowhere.
Man, there's Mount Brown people in Vancouver, which is where we're going to be shooting. Oh. So, by the way, if you know people in Vancouver, holla.
I thought it was a lot of Chineses.
I guess there's a lot of East Asian people in Vancouver because it's closer to that. But I hear... We are as brown as we are. We stepped away for a second just to check the sound to make sure it was of the utmost quality for y'all, and it was. So we're going to continue. I was saying that Vancouver has a lot of East Asians. I was only there for a week in 2013, but there seemed to be, and granted, I was working on a movie that was set in India, so we had a lot of brown people that were a part of it. But I mean, it's Canada. It's really diverse. So,
I'm going to go. I'm going to visit you. I've always wanted to go to Canada. I'm going to visit. I'm going to be obnoxious. I might get you fired. That's what it's going to be. We got that.
Anyways, let's jump back. I had an impulse that I wanted to share it with the community, and we're building this community. And I feel like, I talk with you guys once a week, a couple times a week. And, so I wanted to share, and I appreciate y'all taking a moment to let me do that. But let's jump back to what Akash was saying, because we are excited. We got to speak with Gautam Chopra, who I'm guys so down to earth.
Honestly, it was crazy.
I mean, let's not deny like his upbringing. He's part of a South Asian celebrity family. He in his own right is becoming a celebrity with the work that he's doing and the films that he's making, and so generous with his time, so generous with his energy, his spirit. You guys heard the interview. I mean, but just behind the scenes, some of the stuff that you didn't know, he was very gracious, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
He is the first Indian celebrity kid in America. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, his dad is probably the first famous South Asian, and he's probably the first kid who grew up as a famous South Asian. And I'm going to be honest, I was a little bit like, I didn't really know what to expect when we walked in there. And he was so cool, so laid back. It was crazy.
So laid back. He said, he was like, there's nothing that we can't talk about. He's very open. And I think, you know, to me, Akash, and again, you know, y'all heard it in the interview, but to me, it came with, he is so comfortable in his skin.
Yeah.
He is so comfortable. There was no struggle of identity. There was no, he's chilling, man. He's an, you know, he's unapologetic about who he is, and not in an aggressive way, but unapologetic in like, nah, this is just who I am. Let's talk about it.
It's almost, you know, a testament to his father and like all the spiritual stuff he taught. You can see that in his kid. You know well, what I mean? It's like, I mean, super centered.
He spoke about it very, you know, I mean, one of the things that I love that he said was how when we pushed him to define Indian, you know, when we started that conversation of like, what is the India we're holding on to, which is really, you know, and it comes to the bigger question of what is India? What is Indianness? You know, it's a question that we're still exploring and we still want to keep exploring. And so, guys, if you have thoughts, please hit us up. But what he said that was really profound to me was that India is not the cultural stuff, not the food, not the language, not any of that, but it's the spirituality. It's the I don't want to use the word religiosity, but it's the Vedas, it's the Upanishads, it's that stuff that is, you know, for him, the Indianness that he's holding on to.
Well, that's also dope because so many of the things that, at least me personally, I talk about that I like from our culture come from that spirituality.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. You know, I meditate daily, and I don't meditate in the same way that he described it. So it was really interesting. I kind of want to try some of that. But
Arjun has a giant man crush on Gotham.
I do, guys. Here's can I say why?
It's not going to make you look like you got less of a man crush, but yeah.
No, I'm embracing it.
Say why, dog.
I'm embracing it.
This is going to make you sound real cool.
Because here's the thing. This is a man that's following his passion. You know, he's following his passion. He's doing it his way. And anytime around people that are that comfortable in the skin, it just inspires me to keep working towards getting that comfortable in my skin. I think it's incredibly, and that kind of generosity, to me, it's emblematic of the kind of energy I like to surround myself and hopefully the energy that I can start bringing to the world. I mean, if we want to get just brass tacks about it, that's what I'm saying is that he was kind, he was generous, and he, you know,
his
he
eyes.
He's always doing
so gentle.
He had this voice, guys. Ooh. I mean, I still dream about it. What? It was dope. A couple other things that he talked about that were really profound for me were the way that, and I said this in the interview, you know, how he holds space for these dueling identities, you know? I mean, we talk about dualities, light, dark, good, bad, male, female. But East-West is definitely a duality, you know, that exists. There's polarity there. And one of the things about the South Asian identity in America that I don't think we've ever really talked about is that we are the embodiment of that duality.
Oh, yo, that was good. That was good. I like that.
We are. And I think that that's a big part of, you know, our Eastern, you know, upbringing comes from this, is a very different mindset than the Western upbringing. And we're in a situation where the Eastern thought of things is very anti-capitalist. Let's be very honest about it. It doesn't believe in the sort of core things that West does. I mean, the West is very capitalistic, commercially oriented. It's very singular. Whereas in India, it's very much community. And so we struggle with these. And yet he was sitting there able to hold. And I love that he said that he's American. But he went on to say, but that doesn't mean I'm not proud of my heritage. And so the way that he approached his name and the way that he approached that I need to ground our culture, and the way that he said that South Asianness is being, you know, I forget the term that he's celebrated at an absurd level. You know, it's becoming this, you know, chai lattes. And he was saying, I'm quoting him, chai and yoga and these things that, you know, you and I have struggled with. And I specifically struggle with yoga in the way that it's like appropriate, not maybe appropriate isn't the right word, but maybe what he said was the better way of saying it was just lifted to this absurd level. It's interesting, but he still says, you know, so he feels that strong core, like I have a heritage, but he also is able to hold also how American he is and how he's a Boston Red Sox fan and he's like a huge football fan and like all of this stuff. I don't know. He said it just came with age. You know, there was an implication that it was that just with age. I think that's a little simplistic. I don't think it's just with age.
He was just being humble, which is part of why you love him.
Sure. But I do think that, like, I think it had to do with exposure. You know, he is a man that goes back to his heritage a lot.
Once a year, once
every 2 years at least, you know, but he's there a lot. And it keeps coming around to this idea of exposure for me, you know, like his idea with his kid is exposure, taking his kid to the thing. When he was talking about, you know, what to do with the further generations, you know, stuff like that was like exposure. And he does, he feels a, you know, he wouldn't say a responsibility, but it sounded like he felt like a sense of duty or dharma about doing that. And that's, I mean, the issue is though, there are many people that don't get to go back to India as much. You don't get to go back to India as much, right? And so, you know, we can't always, it's not easy. It's not easy to get there. So how do we keep that exposure alive while we're here? You know, and maybe that is through cultural events. Maybe that is through, you know, hanging out more in Artesia, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but it was interesting that exposure seems to be a really important thing.
I always think it's just hanging out together. That's what I always bring it back to. Let's hang out together, hold on to these things, have these cultural events, and that's the exposure.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing he did say that I was a little bit like, I was like, come on, dude. He said that he doesn't feel a response. Everything he does is motivated by passion and not responsibility. And I feel like he was making a semantic argument there when he was talking about his responsibilities, because I think that, you know, he has
shots fired.
He has a
Gotham Chopra beefing right now.
He has a South Asian media company, he has Graphic India. You know what I mean? And the whole purpose of that is South Asian, you know, oriented stuff. Now, I wonder if he was saying that, like, if you don't feel a passion for that,
yeah,
maybe
I
mean, you don't.
That's how I took it. That's his passion as opposed to his responsibility.
I think that I love that, and I think that that gives people a cop out in a way that I don't think it's
that's
appropriate.
Fair. So you're saying people could be like, oh, I'm just not passionate about it, so I don't want to hold on.
Right. Exactly.
All right, word.
And I just don't know. I mean, there's a big part of me that agrees with that. Like, we should only do what we're passionate about. And I agree. But I don't know. There's also, like, I don't know. I think that we all have responsibilities in the world, you know. And I think that, you know, when I think about M. Night Shyamalan, and, like, granted, he doesn't do any – his passion may not be telling stories about South Asian. And that's fine. That's not his – I don't need you to, like, shift your art that way. But why not? You're in a position of power now. Why don't you support people? And maybe he does, but I've never heard it.
But Dev Patel in that movie everybody hated.
Airbender?
Yeah.
Sure, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, like, telling stories. Why don't you support young South Asian filmmakers? Where is your thing to do that? Mira Nair lives in Uganda and has a film school there, and she's really supportive of, like, lifting up the Ugandan filmmaking society, and that's beautiful. You know, but Mira Nair also, like, is really conscious of telling South Asian stories.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
I think responsibility exists.
I think in general, I always get put off when people are like, why isn't this person helping me? I don't know why. I just feel like in general, we should have more pride than that. But when I remove myself from that, like, thing that I have, yeah, we should, before we ask white people to help us, we should ask these guys, what are you doing?
So, exactly. Oh, know, yeah, fuck yeah.
We all sit and complain about this and cultural appropriation and that, but there's South Asians doing it who aren't really doing anything for us. So if you want to single people out, why don't you single out the guys who are us, who aren't really doing as much for us as they should? And I don't know what M. Night Shyamalan, he might have a ton of stuff going on that I don't know about. To be honest, I never thought about him in particular.
Right.
So I'm not trying to call out him or Amir Nair or anybody. I'm just saying, in general, if we're going to have this outrage, why don't we direct it toward ourselves first and lift ourselves first before we direct it toward others and ask them to help us?
Yeah. I mean, I think we can do both. But I do agree that that is one thing that we stop focusing on what we as a community are doing. You know, and I think it's important for us to start bringing that awareness back. You know, I do this trust exercise with my acting students, which may not, I don't know if this is going to translate.
Bro, I am so not into this right now.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to translate, but you know what? Let me tell you something. This is going to be the part of the episode.
You're making a lot of money right now. You just got a TV show on the air. I'm going to let you rock.
Yeah, done. I'm touching myself right now in appropriate ways. What?
That was terrible. We're not going to edit that out, but I want you to be embarrassed that you said it, and then I want you to move on to your stupid trust exercise.
So we do these trust exercises with my acting class where you're walking around a circle and everyone's paying attention to each other, and then when one of the people yells me, they just start falling back. And they literally, the rest of the group has to run and catch them and cradle you down to the ground safely, right? So we were doing that, and we were doing this exercise, and it's really fun, and it's terrifying. It's truly terrifying because you're literally walking around. No one's might not be. And then one person was walking out, like, was walking far away and then yelled me and started to fall. And only one person could get there, but by the time she'd fallen on her ass. And, you know, she got up and she was upset. She was like, see, this is what. And I said, now, hold on a second. Yeah, it's up on the responsibility of the group to be watching out for each other. But it's also your responsibility to not stray so far from the group that we can't take care of you.
All right. Well, listen, I don't understand what your bigger point is, but
my bigger point is we're talking. It's a different way of saying what you're saying. Right. So if we are that person that like walks so far away from the group that they can't take care of ourselves, we also have to look at our responsibility in that situation. Right. Anytime there's an issue, it's both parties are involved. So if we're saying that if we're being put down, how are we putting ourselves down also? We can approach the ways that is being done ad nauseum, right? To talk about the ways that people are being put down.
Oh,
what are we doing, though? Let's approach what are we doing about it.
I agree.
What else did Gotham talk about that we really want to – let me look through a list. I mean – the big thing, not a big thing, but it came up in our discussion in our first episode, and I thought I would come back to it now because we had Gotham's interview. His name. He changed his name, the spelling of his name. He didn't change the pronunciation, which is a distinction, but he changed the spelling of his name from Gautam to Gotham, Gotham. And, you know, he said that he was having struggle with it because he would think that it was selling out. And then he said, you know, his father talked to him and said, I don't know what your hang up is. You know, do it or don't do it, but I don't know what your hang up is. He said that if anything, it's your ancestors, you know, selling out that we use English. What did you think about that whole conversation? What did you think about that whole thing?
I mean, I thought it was cool. I didn't. Here's the thing. He just kind of spelled it that way so people could pronounce his name properly. Which is like the reason my name is AKASH, whereas most Akashas don't spell it like that, is because my parents took this to their American, my name to their American coworkers, and that was the way they could come closest to pronouncing it correctly. So for me, it's kind of like I guess I just identified with that because that's why my name is spelled uniquely for most Akashas. So I don't know, Tim. I just kind of took that as like, all right, that's fair. You spelled it so people could pronounce it correctly. Cool. I would feel weird about changing my name. At a later age, but I don't know necessarily why. Same thing as him. I would just be holding on to like this thing that I was given. Why would I change it?
This is maybe pride, and I welcome someone calling me out on this if this is pride. But fuck y'all. I'm not gonna make shit easy for you. I'm tired of that.
Someone
I'm not down with
someone that. Tweeted us and said like he's a fan. I wish I remembered his Twitter handle, but I'm sorry. But he said, like, now I'm wondering. I used to never care how people pronounce my name. Now I'm wondering if I should. To me, it's who cares how they pronounce your name? How do you pronounce your name?
No,
if
but
you
I
get
care.
My name wrong, that's fine. But to me, it's not about you. It's not about what you think of me. It's about what I think of me. So if I introduce myself as Akash, that's on me. People can call me, I don't, honestly, my black friends don't even know there's an A on the front of my name. It's just Kosh. There's no, and I don't care. I'm Akash. I'm going to introduce myself as Akash. And whatever you do with that is what you do with it. As long as I love me, and the Indians are pronouncing it correctly, when Indians say like Akash or something, I'm always really thrown. But as long as we pronounce it correctly, who cares?
I think that part of the way that what I hear from that, and I hear you, the only thing that I disagree with is this. Part of the me feeling like how I pronounce my name is not letting someone else bastardize that. That's my name. It's disrespectful if you're not saying. Now, if you're making an effort. Now, here's the thing. We have sounds in our language that other people don't have. They just don't have the sounds. So as long as I know they're making an effort, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm good with it.
You know what, man? This is probably I'm going to probably repeat myself a lot on this. But when we were kids, there was this saying. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Remember that? That's gone now. In society, words are the most dangerous thing on earth. I could literally hit you in the face with a crowbar, and if I called you like a racial slur afterward, that's what people would focus on. But the point is,
I wouldn't. I would focus on.
I mean, I think people would. I think people would feel differently. But my point is that, like, that's kind of generally how I feel. That if I'm okay with me, I don't care what you think. And so
it's not about what you think, though. That's what I'm saying. Is the act of saying someone's name. The act of saying someone's
That is what
name.
They think, though. If they don't care enough to pronounce your name correctly, that's supposed to bother me. It doesn't bother me. I care enough to pronounce my name correctly, and that matters to me. Now, Indians, that does matter to me. If Indians mispronounce it, I will correct them, because we need to do better for us. But it's not my black friend's job to say my name correctly. Whatever. Kosh. Kosh. Whatever they call me.
I mean, again, and I'm saying, like, I have friends that don't say my name correctly. You know what I mean? And I'm it's not from a lack of trying, though. They just can't make those sounds, and that we talk about, and they're like, and they're conscious to like say it properly, you know. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I think that I'm gonna stand up and say, no, you're not saying my name right. No, hold up a second. You will hear me. And this is me standing up for myself by saying no.
I don't have a huge beef with that. I'm not gonna fight about that. I just think in general, as long as we're pronouncing names.
Hold up a second. Let me ask you a question. Do you have beef with Sanjay? It's the same thing, man.
Because I don't have beef with Sanjay Gupta because other people call him Sanjay Gupta. I have beef with Sanjay Gupta because he gets on the air and says, "Hi, I'm Sanjay Gupta." You don't do that. That's not you say your name correctly. Let them pronounce it how they pronounce it. That really bothers me. You're doing that for them. You know what your name is.
I go a step further and say, "Nah, you don't get to say it improperly. You're going to learn something." I'm tired of us being so okay with people just staying in their small, little, narrow-minded mindset. Let's expand.
But that's
know what?
This is a thing I harp on all the time. I don't, on a macro, like, I'm a very macro sense person. These little micro things don't bother me. If we love us, everything else don't matter. That's the way I feel about it. You don't make an effort, cool, I don't give a fuck. I love me, I love us. You don't gotta give a fuck. You can change if you want to, but what am I, I'm doing this to help you, or am I doing this to help myself? If I'm really doing it charitably to help you and like, hey, man, this can help you expand to learn how to pronounce names, I guess cool. But if you're doing it to say, hey, you need to pronounce my name correctly, it almost comes across as insecure to me. Why do I care?
That's interesting. Because it's my name and it's a sign of respect.
You know your name. You pronounce your name correctly.
But it's a sign of respect.
Yeah, but I don't feel disrespected unless I'm insecure about something. I'm offended when I'm insecure about something. Right?
That's interesting.
Like,
I don't know.
People can say all, and that's why I never get offended when people say racist things about Indians, because I'm proud to be an Indian, right? If I take my shirt off, it looks weird as hell, my body. If you say something about my body, then I'm going to get, hey, man, why would you say it? Because I'm insecure about it. But in general, I'm only offended when I'm insecure about something. So if you pronounce my name incorrectly, I'm confident in my name. Go ahead, say it. I don't give a fuck.
That's an interesting thought. No, I mean, I'm going to think about that. We're going to move on, and I'm going to come back to this because I don't have a strong response to that.
All right, beautiful.
I appreciate what you're saying, though. Do we have anything else we want to talk about here? I mean, I love the idea of global citizen. I mean, he mentioned it. And I also want to say this. I am so excited for what he was talking about with the Mahabharata and the Ramayana and about updating those myths. I think that that's a beautiful thing. I think it's an important thing because when I read the Ramayana, I remember I read a beautiful translation of it that my nani said would be a good translation into English and still capture the sentiment, you know? And I read it and I remember there were things that I was really upset about, specifically with how they dealt with Sita. you know. And I love what he said. I love that what he was saying about that. That's a beautiful thing, and I support that. And I hats off to you, sir. Part of why I love you, man.
Hey, man, you just trying to be in that movie. Shut up.
I mean, I'm definitely trying to be in that movie.
I would love to be in
sure.
that movie. I'll play Lakshman. I would love to be. That's my favorite character in the Ramayana, actually, is Lakshman.
Really?
I think, because he was just so loyal, and I'm so much about loyalty, that he's I was like, this is the guy.
So basically, I'm Ram, you're Lakshman? Is that what you're saying?
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with that. You just want all the glory. I'm just out here being loyal. You know what I mean?
How'd you turn that around to be, but somehow me?
I have a real evil power to do that. I don't know how I managed to do it. But I can spin anything in any way I want to. It's really crazy.
Let's jump into the community.
All right, we need to approach a message we got before American Desi's even launched, and then we just forgot to. This is from Malathi Nagarajan. I'm not pronouncing it correctly, so that.
And we're not allowed to call her auntie, but she, you know, she auntie.
She said she came across our podcast through an article on Mashable. Shouts to Mashable for mentioning. This is when it was Indian American. She said, I've only listened to 2 episodes, and I love it. I listened to Seema Auntie's episode and your follow-up analysis. It was great. Keep up the good work. Then she says, I grew up in India and came here as a new bride. My kids are now 10, and I always wondered whether they take home anything from their Sunday Tamil school or our community celebration of all sorts of Indian festivals, whether they could truly connect, whether they feel Indian enough. It's very refreshing to see 2 kids who grew up here feeling the need, desire to learn. Let's skip past the compliments of us. I totally believe the depth of culture can be achieved only through language. I love my language, and though not an avid reader, I do read good Tamil literature and stories when I get time. And we watch Tamil movies all the time. I do feel hurt/disappointed when my kids don't get the jokes that I think they should be understanding. It's funny. They know more vocabulary, but they don't really understand the nuances of language/body language. I don't mean to demean a disorder like Asperger's, but I honestly feel like they are Sheldon in The Big Bang Theory. They have no clue what's going on sometimes when they're around a typical Desi crowd. She said, sorry for the long rant, but would love to write my random thoughts for your website. Yo, Malathi, hit up the website. Take all these comments to the website, write a blog, do whatever you want to do. But Arjun, what do you think of that? Her PS.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I'm writing this is because Akash called me an idiot for not giving you guys feedback. My negative reinforcement is super effective, you stupid fucks.
I still am going to go with that. I love you all and write in when you feel safe.
Yeah, because he a phony. But all right, let's get into what Malathi said.
I think it's I can't imagine being a parent first and foremost, you know what I mean? I think that struggle of how we want our kids to turn out to be versus how they are is gotta be such an intense thing.
Right.
I relate more with her child, you know, just right. because I feel like that's who I am. And when I went to India, and I think I said this, I would be the one that was during movies, like ask everybody, what does that mean? What does that mean? And not understanding any of the nuances. I mean, what can we do?
I don't know. I think she's right. I'll tell you what we can do is we can focus on language a lot more, which I don't do enough. I'm not going to sit here and rant like we aren't doing this. I am a part of we. So right. I don't want anybody to take this any type of way. We are not nearly focused enough on language. I don't know Hindi well enough. This happens a lot where, like, you know, when I watch Bollywood movies, I think I could keep up without subtitles, but I turn on subtitles just to make sure. I hate that I have to do that. It really bothers me that I'm not well connected enough with my language. And this is part of what we said earlier. I wish Indians would stop shaming us from India. Indians would stop shaming us when we make the effort to learn so we can get better. It's completely right. I remember a group, I think I've said this on the podcast, a group of my aunties were sitting around when I was in India, the last time I went 5 years ago, also embarrassing, but they were talking about losing the culture. And one of the aunties said, when you take a people's language, you take their culture. That's what every effective imperialist has done. Take their language, then you take their culture. So this speaks to that. This is exactly what they're talking about. We don't get the nuances, and they speak Tamil, but they just don't speak it at a high enough level. Now, if you take away Tamil, then what's left?
All right.
Man, I be saying some shit sometimes, though.
Why are you surprised that you do that? Why are you surprised? Why do you think that we out here?
You know what I mean? I just feel like people think I'm stupid, and I am a lot of times, but sometimes...
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you. To the listeners, let me tell you that. To the listeners that think that shit, let me tell you something real. You want some real truth, first of all. Akash is still one of the smartest people I know.
Yeah, hoes.
I respect this dude 100% with all of my heart. This man, first of all, I would trust him with my life. Second of all...
Ladies?
Man, the clown always knows.
I hope girls are listening right now.
They better be, because let me tell you something, man. I want this man to find the right girl. I'm so tired of these dumb idiots that he keeps talking to. I'm so annoyed with this shit. Man, there's a girl out there right now. If you listen, I want to smack you across the face, girl, because you dumb as fuck.
We're there.
You dumb as fuck.
We're there. All right, cool. All right.
The clown always knows. Do not dismiss the people that act all like they. He observes. This motherfucker knows. Let's jump to Twitter. I mean, truthfully, we got a lot of love this week, and I appreciate all of it. And I can't go through every single person that tweeted for us and showed love. And so if I miss you, I apologize. But we want to just in general say thank you so much. This has been a big thing for us. This relaunch has been it's been a lot of work in the making.
This is our heart, man. We put our heart into this, and we appreciate that y'all appreciate it.
Yes. Madara at Kirubi. Oh, Jesus. God damn it, Twitter. At KirubiHAP_17.
It's Kirubop. That's the dude that hit me
Kirubop.
He's the dude that,
He was the one that said the name thing got me thinking hard, right?
Right.
He comes back to say, we got a lot of people thinking about their thoughts. Please, you know where to send them.
AmericanDeities.com. Hit us up. We started this for the community. So if you got something you want to say, we love all the Twitter comments. But ideally, maybe we move it there and then other people can chime in as opposed to just Arjun and myself. As much as we like to act like we know everything, we would love other people to chime in and get a conversation going.
Shanaz, Miss Shanaz, lovely to hear from you. We know that you're in. We know that you're somewhere across the world. I love that you always update us and tell us where you're at. And I love that you listen to our podcast all across the world. Right now, listeners, she's in Vietnam. I hope you're staying safe.
Have fun.
The next one was Kirubop coming back and say what you said, wondering if people should care more. Dr. Wig, don't forget American Desi. I scored the music to that Academy Awarded film. First of all, love your humility. Second of all...
Up on Twitter. This guy's been a fan for a good year or two now. I appreciate the support, man.
Nah, it's dope. It's funny, when we're thinking about this, I don't really remember American Desi. I never saw it,
to be honest.
Really?
This was my phase where I wanted nothing to do with being Indian. So American Desi came out, and I was like, whatever, Doug, whatever.
Well,
I need to watch it.
We're going
to
rewatch it, and we're going to talk about the score. Next time we talk, brother, we're going to talk about you. That's dope that you got to do it. And I love that he did it while he was doing his internal medicine residency. Can we talk about that for a second? And I don't know if this is what it was, Dr. Wig. Tell me if this is the truth. I don't know if you were born in India or if you moved here or what the deal is. But I did notice, and I said this to you again, man, I was at my cousin's place and we went to his apartment and there was this beautiful painting on the wall. And I was like, oh my God, who painted that? He was like, my roommate. I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's an artist. And he goes, oh, no, he works at a retail store. And I'm like, man, art, so interestingly, in our country, in India, is integrated into your life in a very different way.
It's just a hustle.
It's not even a hustle, dog. It's not even a hustle. It's just a part of you.
Okay.
It's kind of beautiful that way.
That's dope. I never thought of it like that. I got Miss Shanaz's tweets right here while we wait for you to sing. She said, first of all, she said, guys, I'm taking you on my travels. That's dope. Everybody should do that. Just download all the episodes. She said, to progress, we need to stick together. At times, we don't. I understand what Akash means by referencing Jewish people. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, they are the model minority. It seems like every 100 years, everyone tries to kill them. And they're just like, no, we're going to be here. We're going to stick together. And if that's why we don't like them, because they stick together, the same reasons everybody says they're successful for, that's why we don't like them. We should just all stick together. I'm not saying I hate every other race. I'm just saying I like mine a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. We just talked about the idea of any forming any community means that there's a part of the community that's not. There's a part of the world that's not a part of that community. There's an exclusionary tactic to it, which is something I struggle with a little bit. But I used to have that it's your model minority. I don't know yet if I can embrace that fully. Binu Singh at BNU88 wrote to us a perfect supplement to a discussion about pronouncing names. A BuzzFeed video that Michelle Carre that she made, which was a bunch of like people, a panel of people trying to pronounce Indian names. I thought the video was unique. I thought it was interesting. What I didn't like was that a lot of the people there, and you know, I don't really know if this is your fault, Michelle, or anybody's fault. It's not really fault, but a lot of people were like trying to be funny with it. You know what I mean? There was a couple dudes that were taking it seriously and were like, when they fucked up, they fucked up not because they were trying to fuck up. But there was this one girl, this one white girl with glasses. And I was like, dude, stop trying to be funny right now. It's so clear that you're trying to be funny. And this isn't like an exploration of the truth of this situation. But it's a funny thing. It's a funny couple minutes. You know, no reason not to listen to it.
Sure, but I guess it goes back to the same thing. Malathi's last name, Nagarajan, I don't think I said that correctly. And that should be a much bigger deal than a white guy not saying it correctly.
There were no Indians on that, by the way. That's an interesting point. There were no South Asians Americans on that.
Well, because
panel.
Then we got to admit weakness, and we don't ever want to do that as any minority. Just want not
as,
all of us all the time.
People,
but there's this
as
group. There's this growing movement of like everything is white people's fault, and we're all victims. And I just in general, you know this. Oh, I harp on this constantly. It's the thing that bothers me the most in the world.
CSR for Peace. Who does not have a profile photo. Yo, get a profile photo. Let's see
what
you
just
look
got
like.
The fucking egg?
He's got the egg.
Hey, man, next time you talk to us, if you got an egg on your Abby, we ain't responding to that shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that rule until today.
I'm putting
today.
That down right now.
I
get
see
a picture.
It.
Fucking egg just staring at me like breakfast.
It says, American Daisies, namaste to all of you. Who is the brain behind this? Very creative. Keep it up. Man, the community is the brain behind this. Fuck that noise.
Beautiful answer. That's a beautiful answer. Ladies, hit up Arjun at ArjunGuptaBK for more profound things like that.
Is this a repayment because I just went
sure,
off for you?
Sure. Why not? I didn't really know how to handle it because I'm uncomfortable being vulnerable and like accepting compliments. But I'll pay it back slowly.
I appreciate you. I'm good. That's what we have from Twitter. We got a couple minutes left. Can we dive into this Facebook or should we put it off until next week? Because I do want to introduce Binoj if we have time.
Go ahead. Introduce Binoj and we'll hit whatever else we got next week.
All right, cool. Let's talk about Binoj Patel. I just want to introduce everybody to an exciting new member of our team. Binoj is a writer down in Miami. He's actually an on-air personality down there. But he also writes for SB Nation. For the Miami Heat, which is really fun to me.
That's dope.
It kind of sucks for him because they're the worst team. But no, he's a dope dude, really funny guy, and he's joining us to be our kind of our podcast correspondent. We haven't really thought of a better title. That sounds really lame. But he is he's basically going to listen to he's going to write a critique. You know, he's going to be a nice third eye that's like with our interviews and with our discussion, just kind of like giving a little critical view of what we're doing.
We specifically asked him to be critical. If he doesn't agree with something, talk about how he don't agree with it. We're fine. We welcome that.
Yeah, it's like a theater critique, you know what I mean? Or a movie critique or anything like that. We just thought it'd be a nice thing to have on the week in our blog session. So we're excited about him joining the team. Look out. His first critique should be dropping in the next couple of days. And then, you know, we'll be integrating him in weekly as we go forward. Some blog stuff is going to be coming down the pipe for y'all pretty soon. We're excited about that. Real quick, while you say something, Akash, about something.
Real quick, we need to do this. We need to shout out Neerja Patel. She works in PR. Sent out our press release to a bunch of different South Asian outlets. And a lot of the press we've been getting, if not all the press we've been getting, is because of the push she did. She did it for free. So shouts to Neerja Patel. I think you can follow her on Twitter at Neerja PR, NEERJAPR. So shouts to her. Much appreciated. It's cool to see us coming together and supporting this thing. And let's just build something. So anybody else has free stuff they want to do for us, please holler. Much appreciated.
Lastly, I want to give another big up to Arcturus Creative, Keith, Manet, and Priya Palani. Priya Palani is a friend of mine from when I grew up with her, and she introduced us to this marketing company who we hired to. They've been the ones that have, if you love the site, if you love our branding images, show love to them. We were only involved in that we had ideas, but they are the ones that implemented it and executed it, and they've been doing an amazing job. One thing I did notice when I just went to the forum section, no posts. What's up, y'all?
That's what I'm saying. What's up, y'all, guys? Appreciate the Twitter love. We appreciate the Facebook messages. But if possible, move them to AmericanDeceasePodcast.com. By all means, keep contacting us personally, whatever. We'll respond to everything.
Of course.
Let's get that discussion started on the website.
Because what's exciting to me about that space, and I'll just underline this if I may, is that this is a space where y'all get to talk to each other. You know what I mean? Rather than just talking to us and then hearing Akash and I's thoughts on it, what if Dr. Wig can say something and, Shanaz can be talking to each other, and then, we form relationships and we form, like, communities, you know?
Right.
That's what we're trying to do. We got to sign off. I got to go volunteer. You see how I slipped that in there real subtle?
Yeah, ladies. I ain't volunteering for shit, though.
So, I'm going to go volunteer. But we love you guys. I love you. Akash, can you say you love them? Can you say that once? Just once.
You love them. You're not ready yet.
A little bit. You ain't ready yet.
I just feel I'm like we got a good cop, bad cop this until we get the following we deserve. And then I'll be like overly emotional. It'll be really weird. But, guys.
Well, I love you guys. And I encourage you guys. We do. Real talk, real truth is, we're still building this and we need y'all's help. If you love what we're doing, please just spread the word. You know, just tell somebody that might be interested.
Spread the word. Rate the podcast, review the podcast. We got a lot of great reviews on Indian American, and we appreciate that. Please just move those over to American Daisies. Keep showing us love. Download the episode, subscribe to the podcast, rate it, review it, tell people, let people know, tweet about us, Facebook about us.
Yeah, Snapchat Twitter us. Is at, we're not on Snapchat. Twitter, tweet us at American Daisies, Facebook, American Daisies Podcast. Our website, as we've said a number of times in the last few minutes, AmericanDaisiesPodcast.com. I'm Arjun.
And I'm Akash.
And we'll catch you in a couple days.
God bless.